Broadly, the story is that the federal government, on behalf of its big tech donors, has been pushing really hard to kill domestic attempts at regulating the digital ecosystem broadly, not just AI, both through federal deregulation and by dropping enforcement actions against big tech companies. I plan to briefly, in my presentation, cover the other side of this, how big tech is using its proximity to Trump, the Trump administration, to push for global deregulation of the tech space and what this means for the development of AI. Now, I think you're all aware of the proximity between big tech and this administration. I mean, the examples of this are so numerous that it's impossible to actually list all of them. I mean, they range from the sort of massive donations made to Trump's campaign, his inauguration fund, his ballroom redevelopment project. Of course, they love hobnobbing over dinner and drinks and so forth. And in return for all of this, the Trump administration is basically using the trade tools at its disposal to push for global tech deregulation. So the administration's intent to go to bat for big tech was made very clear in the first few months of Trump's taking office early last year. So in January last year, the president unveiled his America First trade policy, following which he implemented his reciprocal tariffs in April. Now, it's important to focus on two things that fed into the decision-making process behind these tariffs. The first was a special report by the US Trade Representative, which interestingly has not been disclosed to the public. We've actually filed a FOIA request for this report, but it's gone unanswered. So we've actually filed a lawsuit against the administration, which is still pending. Nonetheless, we suspect that this report was largely informed by industry comments. The second input is the National Trade Estimates Report. Now, this, the NTE report, is an annual report released by the US Trade Representative that basically claims to list non-tariff trade barriers that US companies face. So it's by and large been a laundry list of complaints that US industry raises with other countries' laws and practices. Most of the report is actually quite ridiculous. So for instance, it complains that other countries don't automatically accept US safety standards for drug approvals, or it'll say things like, Muslim majority countries require meat or poultry to adhere to halal standards and so on. But this report has become really important now because it's what basically President Trump waved around while announcing his reciprocal tariffs back in April. So he basically linked the imposition of these punitive tariffs to the supposed non-tariff barriers identified by the USTR in the NTE report. And of course, his rhetoric has continued since then, particularly on social media, Truth Social, where he's frequently threatened countries for regulating the digital ecosystem. So, what are all these non-tariff barriers that big tech and their lobby groups are complaining about? Now, we mapped out the comments submitted by groups that are known lobbying fronts for big tech to the USTR's reciprocal tariffs report. The comments of these industry lobby groups attack a host of digital regulations around the world, over 100 laws and policies in over 45 different jurisdictions. You can actually go to our website and sort of play around with this map, with this data. Now, the targets of attack include anti-monopoly laws, or laws that seek to prevent consumers or smaller businesses from the dominance of big tech companies, data protection and privacy laws, for instance, that try and ensure companies can't misuse our personal data, revenue sharing regulations, so for example, laws that require big tech companies to compensate news producers for using their content, various forms of taxation applied to big tech companies, online safety regulations, and many, many more. Of particular interest to this conversation, though, are six jurisdictions whose AI laws are mentioned: Canada, the European Union, Brazil, Australia, Korea, and the UAE, all of which are relatively early adopters of AI regulation. We also mapped the comments of industry lobby groups to the USTR's next NTE report, which will be released at the end of this month. This exercise actually then shows us that the demands of tech companies have only increased in the 1 year that Trump has been in power. We now, in fact, see that digital regulations in over 60 jurisdictions are targeted, with the number of regulations and policies under attack also rising into the multiple hundreds. So we counted over 350, but then gave up because it was just too many. AI regulations being targeted have also more than doubled to 13 jurisdictions now. So you have Ecuador, Colombia, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, Malaysia, Vietnam, Japan, Taiwan, added to those that I already mentioned. What these two exercises basically show us is what the shopping list of big tech is. What are the deregulatory demands being made for the Trump administration to then go around and bully countries into? And unfortunately, this appears to be working to some degree. A number of countries have relaxed or given up on some of their digital regulations even before trade negotiations can actually happen. So, for example, India withdrew a tax it applied on foreign digital advertising services, while Australia stopped implementing its news bargaining code, which is a law that required social media platforms to share some of their revenue with the news industry, who they've been cannibalizing. Other countries have been forced to give up on various other methods of regulating big tech in order to bring Trump to the negotiating table. So, for instance, Canada was forced to withdraw its plan to tax big tech companies just to get Trump to the negotiating table. More worrying are the series of extremely one-sided trade deals that many Latin American and Asian countries have signed up to over the past few months. All these agreements, however, contain sweeping commitments that significantly limit how the signatories, which are mostly smaller countries that can't stand up to US bullying, how they can regulate the digital ecosystem and emerging technologies such as AI. So let me illustrate by going through some of the issues that big tech has demanded and that the Trump administration is forcing other countries to agree to. Now, the first provision concerns source code and algorithmic disclosure. So, for those who aren't familiar, source code basically refers to the machine-readable series of instructions that a computer program uses to perform a particular task. Now, of course, the growth of the AI ecosystem and the integral nature of software to our lives means it's really important to be sure that a computer program actually does what it says, especially when it's being used for really important things like, hiring and firing, determining credit or social benefit eligibility, or even, say, predictive policing. Software can be programmed to serve illicit purposes or can have baked-in biases or other unintended consequences. So one of the ways in which you can try and prevent this is to actually scrutinize the source code of a program or an AI system. However, what big tech is doing is pushing for these trade agreements to include clauses that prohibit governments, regulators, and independent researchers and third parties from accessing source code except under very, very narrow circumstances. Essentially, this is akin to a drug being released in the market without a regulator being able to assess the safety and efficacy of the product. Also, given that most countries are still trying to figure out how exactly to regulate AI system, it makes very little sense to actually give up the ability to look under the hood of these systems at this very early stage. Indeed, a number of proposed and extant AI-related laws, whether it's in the US or in countries like the EU and others, can be challenged using these provisions. The second issue concerns cross-border data flows. Now, we all know that data is an extremely valuable resource today, particularly given its use for AI training. And so, who controls this data and how it's used is an important public policy question for all governments. There are many legitimate reasons a government might need to regulate such flows of data. So, for example, they may need to ensure that domestic data protection, privacy, or cybersecurity law can be applied to the data. Practically speaking, data is subject to the laws of the jurisdiction where it's physically located, and enforcement of these laws may be difficult if the data is moved offshore. There may also be a need to ensure that data is made accessible to domestic regulators to perform supervisory or administrative functions, or that it can be used to promote domestic economic growth, part of the whole digital sovereignty narrative, which is becoming increasingly prevalent around the world. So big tech is therefore pushing for these provisions that will force countries to allow their data to be exported to the US, which has very poor privacy regulations, or indeed other jurisdictions which have even lesser protections without any limitations or restrictions. So in short, this means that companies will be free to take your data abroad, where it could be traded, used to train AI, or otherwise misused, irrespective of what your domestic law actually says. The third important issue is that of non-discrimination. Now, non-discrimination itself is a foundational principle of international trade law. Simply put it, it means that a country has to treat similar products or services arriving from different countries similarly. However, this concept is increasingly being abused by big tech companies to challenge any regulation that adversely affects them. Basically, what big tech companies are doing is claiming that any law, even if it's applicable to all the players in a given ecosystem, can be considered discriminatory just because it has a greater effect on them. Which, of course, most laws will, because these companies tend to be the biggest players in any market. Now, we're all aware that many sectors of the digital economy are highly concentrated for a variety of reasons, ranging from first mover advantages to economies of scale, network effects, and so on. This allows big tech companies to get away with a host of behaviors that harm both users and smaller companies. So we're all aware of the kind of one-sided terms and conditions that we're all forced to sign up to when we try and use any of these services. So to combat such practices, a number of jurisdictions are trying to implement pro-competition regulations or asymmetric obligations to target large or dominant players. So, for example, the European Union has implemented what they call the Digital Markets Act to create a more level playing field. You also have more targeted initiatives such as that in Korea, which implemented a law to regulate app stores because, they have discriminatory and anti-competitive behavior. Now, a number of countries have also put in place online safety laws that, put in place graded obligations on platforms based on their size or their reach or their user base. Similarly, in the AI ecosystem, a number of laws place higher regulatory demands on bigger platforms or systems, basically those that pose a greater risk. All of these kinds of measures are susceptible to challenge using these so-called anti-discrimination provisions. As to how these provisions can be misused, we've already seen the US Trade Representative launch an investigation into, for example, Brazil's digital policies, including their data protection law, as well as social media regulations, including laws regarding deepfakes in the electoral context. So, based on this investigation, the US can then impose tariffs on Brazilian imports. We're now likely to see the initiation of a host of other Section 301 investigations as Trump needs to find alternate authorities to impose his tariffs after the Supreme Court decision last month. We've already seen two such investigations being started into forced labor practices and excess capacity in certain sectors, but I think it's only a matter of time before digital regulations are also caught in the crossfire. Separately, the Republican majority in Congress has also held a number of hearings on behalf of big tech, naming and shaming various jurisdictions. For example, the European Union, Korea, Brazil, and so on, for implementing digital regulations. Specifically in the AI context, many of you may be aware that of the recent sort of global controversy around AI and unification apps. A number of countries, ranging from India, Indonesia, Malaysia, the UK, European Union, and so on, have banned or are otherwise trying to regulate access to such systems. All of these attempts could then be challenged under trade agreement provisions that relate to non-discrimination or even provisions related to the need to protect foreign investments. In addition, it's also important to keep in mind that while the US is pushing for deregulation, including in the AI space, it's also pushing really hard for other countries to enhance market access for its big tech and AI companies. So basically, this means that not only are countries going to be forced to use US-based AI systems, they'll be unable to effectively prevent harms that arise from these very systems. Big tech is super clever. They know way more about the direction technology is taking than most governments, and this allows them to preempt any regulatory attempts before governments are fully aware of just how much power they are handing over. So, for instance, when Trump renegotiated NAFTA during his first administration into the USMCA, the US-Mexico-Canada Agreement, the big tech lobby successfully snuck in this digital trade chapter that included really bad provisions on source code, data flow, and non-discrimination before anyone really understood what the implications would be. But now, in the upcoming USMCA review, the process which has already started, big tech companies are actually pushing for even more provisions that would further limit the ability of the signatory countries, the US, Mexico, and Canada, to regulate emerging technologies such as AI as well as quantum computing. So specifically, big tech has enlarged its demands to ensure that regulators and governments are barred from accessing what they call model weights. That is basically the value assigned to different input parameters that an algorithm considers when it's making a decision. They also want to allow AI systems to be trained for free on copyrighted content, basically allow them to steal everyone's work. And also they want to prevent the development of local standards and certification mechanisms. So basically, we're seeing an undercutting of yet to be developed AI regulations and without any proper democratic debate or discussion. So the citizens of all these countries get no say whatsoever on any of these issues. So to conclude, big tech has found a willing ally in the White House to do their bidding on domestic and a global basis. They fund Trump in exchange for him bullying countries to sign up to trade agreements that significantly affect their ability to regulate the digital ecosystem, while also pushing for countries to buy more US-made AI products. This obviously could have significant impacts, not just on civil rights in the online space, but it also affects the wide variety of social and economic relationships that AI and other technologies have increasingly come to intermediate. Think, for instance, of the rise of algorithmic management and how the lack of transparency and subsistence can change relations between labor and management. Another important aspect to consider is the establishment of a new colonialist extractivist paradigm in the AI space, which will basically see global South countries export raw materials in the form of data, which are then converted to AI products by US-based tech companies and then sold back to developing countries at a premium. But we are beginning to see some pushback. So, for example, Malaysia has said that it considers its reciprocal trade deal with the US to be null and void following the Supreme Court's tariff repeal. And in many other countries, citizens have launched constitutional appeals for these deals, which have been negotiated under extreme secrecy and, of course, in great haste. Even domestically, we've had, for instance, more than 100 members of Congress writing to the USTR about the USMCA review and demanding that bad digital trade provisions should be removed from this. Also, because now big tech is pointing to the USMCA as a fait accompli and saying that these digital trade provisions must now be seeded in every other trade agreement. Digital trade rules are unfortunately enforceable. Unlike most aspects of international law, which we now know is basically, let's say, it's whatever the powerful decide, international trade law is actually enforceable. So when countries say that they will not regulate a particular type of technology, they can then be sued and have to face damages of one kind or another, which is why it becomes important to prevent these kind of provisions being put into trade agreements, because then they can be used to stop regulation that affects you, me, and people abroad. It's not just people in countries outside the US, but domestically as well.